Good morning. This is Frida Liu. It's Raise Your Game. A very interesting topic today. I have Evelyn Leong, who is a certified colour therapist from School of Natural Health Sciences out in the UK. She started practicing colour therapy in 2001 and is the author of the book Colours Work For You, the colours with a Z. And the book was recently released and launched this year. And it's about discovering one's life colour personality. She also focused on stress management, conducting corporate workshops using the tools of colour therapy. Now, I've heard about it, bits and bobs here and there, but what's the theory or the history behind colour therapy?
Hi. Colour therapy has actually been as a complementary treatment to many illnesses, you know, even whether it's physical or maybe mental, practicing in places like Europe, in America, and some parts of Asia. So if you track back at the history, many thousand years back, okay, it has been a practice for the, it's an ancient practice for Egyptians.
Right.
And even from China and from India. So it has been around for many, many years. It's just that it is brought popular back again in the past two decades.
Okay.
Yeah. So if talking about the principle of colour therapy, it's always two principles that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
One is we have to accept that colour has wavelengths. We have to accept that colours has frequencies. And also, another part is more on the part of energy centres.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to also think about energy centres. Like, have you heard of chakra? Where people say your chakra systems. So in colour therapy, it's very simple. It's to find out which chakra that is out of sync,
right?
Block, okay? All you need to do is just introduce the appropriate colours to balance it back. So
okay.
That's all about colour therapy. It's,
okay.
It's non-invasive. It's really simple to apply. So it's something that I'm really passionate about to share with a lot of people because you don't need to, it's not technical.
Okay.
Everything around us is colours.
Right. Okay. And so the history, you say it goes back to the Egyptians and the Indians and all that. So it's the basis is numerology?
Okay, the numerology part, I'll talk about it in the book about life colour personality. So colour therapy itself is more on the healing part.
Mm.
So first thing first is to find out what colour is out and then you apply it. So when you say how to apply it, that's where the therapy comes from. The numerology part is on the personality, where I talk about in my book, where it talks about what is the colour that you're born with, the life colour, which we use the term life colour, and that is based on the calculation on colour numerology.
Okay.
Now, it might not sound scientific, or using numerology is one of those number one to nine, all that.
But I mean, there are lots of people who don't believe in it. Yeah,
that's right.
Okay.
Even myself, when I got into this colour therapy line, I try to relate how is it like between numerology and colours and life colours. But what I did was I wanted to really prove it because I'm really an analytical person.
Yeah.
So what I did was I have a personal session with my friends, with my clients, and I always try to ask a lot of questions about them, you know, about the career that they're in, the kind of work that they do, and their feedback on the way they handle relationship, you know, in their career, what kind of line are they passionate with, you know, and I try to relate back because birth dates is something that numerology uses, and birth date is fixed. We can't change our birth date, so it comes with us. So it's interesting to actually, I see a pattern of a grouping of people coming from the same color, life color, that has that shares a similar trait. Okay, maybe not totally, but the basic traits are there, and this is something I find it very interesting, and I can see that even in like people. First thing first, of course, would be the victims in my family. I'll start to calculate my children's color and all that. And I say that is so true, you know, and I can see that my mom and my daughter share the same color. No wonder they react, you know, when situations
the same way,
you know. And then I'm always the victim. With them, because my colour is like the complementary or the opposite, you know, of them. So how does this, you know, really bring up together and how does it relate? So this is a study that I've been doing for the past 2 to 3 years, and I came up with this book called Colours Work For You, and I list down all the 9 colour personalities. So if you start to calculate your colour, find out what's your life colour, read it and find out how's your attitude towards even money. You know, how are you looking at money?
Okay.
Are you the type that is very, you know, into entrepreneurship? You really want to make a lot of money, or to you, money is like as long as it's enough to cover, you know, my cover whatever that I'm doing right now, I'm happy.
Okay.
You know, things like that will help us to enhance communication with people around us. Sometimes we don't know why, we just can't get along with someone, or we just, you know, so called gel with someone just just like that. You know, right. You just can't explain why. So it has a lot to do with the energy of the color, the frequency. I would say maybe wavelength. People like to use wavelength. So you could be sitting next to someone that you probably just know for like few minutes,
and yet
you know you just feel connected.
Which is very strange, because this is what we did learn earlier on, and we just sort of connected. So, oh, right, we seem to get on really well. According in your book a little bit, and of course we'll talk about how this can be applied in the workplace. And when you talk about stress, according to your research, it's like some people are stressed at work because they're in a completely wrong field. Mm-hmm. In a way, sometimes?
Well, I wouldn't say wrong field. It could be sometimes there are people who are deemed to have something, maybe like a higher purpose. They're supposed to do something. They feel like they are destined to do something, but they just don't know what it is.
Mm.
So, of course, we're not just going to sit and wait till we find the answer. We'll probably go to work and, go to a 9-to-5 job or whatever that comes along, at work. And why I like to stress a lot on workplace is also because we spend more than half of our lifetime at work. Okay, so you can imagine that sometimes if you are not doing the thing that you are passionate about or the thing that you are so-called, destined to do, we will feel it. You know, you just have this sense of unfulfilled. Every time you come back from work, you don't feel like you're fulfilled.
Right.
You know, that kind of feelings. So eventually it will really lead to stress. That kind of stress is self, it's led by yourself, it's like,
right.
Oh, this is what I want to do, and you won't be focusing or contributing 100% in the work that you do. So stress, like we're talking about stress over here, and I like to share about stress and how we look at it, because I used to come from corporate environment, and
once upon a time
and it's really the high stress type, which is that deals with warehouse and logistics. Everything has to be timely and all that. And it is really stressful because I spend, I think, whole day, morning, 7 o'clock clogging in, and all the way up till night, 7, 8, 9 o'clock. By the time I get back, that's it, my energy is drained. And I spend 5 days a week at this environment. Okay, and Saturday, Sunday, I totally have no more mood to do anything else.
Right.
So you can imagine.
It's a rest.
Yes, it is a rest. And that kind of rest is not something that is like you go out and do something that you like. It's really rest and sleep. and handling whatever that I have gone through in the past 5 days at work. So the mind is always with work.
Okay.
Yeah, the mind is always with work. So that's why I find that coming up with something to remedy daily is very important at work. When you feel that you're stressed up at work, you don't wait till it manifests to physical illness. Every day, you can actually do something with it. 10 minutes, 5 minutes at work. And using something simple, like color therapy tools.
Okay, so there are 9 colors here that you've outlined, okay? And in your book, it talks about it from the characteristics, what they're like in a relationship, in a family, in health, in money, in career and leadership. Maybe just character-wise, we'll talk about the different colors just a little bit. Right after this, I'm here with Evelyn Leong from Colors Work Spectrum Resources, talking about her book, Colors Work For You. It's Race Again, BFM 89.9. It's Raise Your Game. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. Evelyn Wong from Colors Work Spectrum Resources talking about her book, Colors Work For You. And how, this whole study about how, there's colors and personalities with each. Maybe just very quickly, because I know it covers different aspects from leadership to managing money and all that. But just quickly with the personalities for the 9 colors that you've outlined.
Okay, let's say we start with red color personality. Okay.
Oh, just before that, I think before we go into red, how I guess people can calculate this, they can check it out on your website.
Yes. Okay, first thing first, you have to find out what is your life color. So you can actually log on to my website, www.colorswork.com. And I have a forum that teach how you can find out your color using your birthday. So after that, you can actually relate to which color you belong to. There are 9 color spectrum, 9 color personalities. So if you happen to belong to color, let's say red, okay, red is actually the color that is the most down to earth, a person that needs to see to believe.
Okay.
So if you happen to be a red, or you have a red partner, in your circle of friends or in your life, you will see that this person is a confident person, an action-orientated person. So don't ask about how you feel and all this thing with them because they get really frustrated.
Okay.
That's not the right person. So for Orange, Orange is someone that is very self as well. They like challenges and something that is out of the box. So very optimistic, positive person. But in terms of teamwork, group work, you might not see this person who plays in a team because they like to be on their own.
Right.
Okay, that's Orange.
Okay,
and then
just before Orange, and I guess just, I know you were explaining how you can get your numbers. It's just basically calculating all the numbers on your birth date and getting it down to one digit.
Yes.
Right, so that hence digit. Nine. So getting it down to one digit. Right. Anyway, the next one is yellow.
Yellow, all right. Yellow. Yellow is a very interesting color. Always people relate it to happy and all that. But yellow person is actually very logical in thinking. So they like to analyze facts and factual, and the decision that they make is clear based on the, what do you call it, logical calculations and things like that. So they are also very passionate about using their hands in
so
the work
creative,
that they do,
creative,
especially on hands, the work, you know, kinesthetic, as in hands work and all that. And then for people from green. Green people are very into entrepreneurship, okay,
right.
And about making money, and analytical, big picture person. So if you want them to be detail orientated, they might not want, they want to leave that to somebody else to handle.
Okay.
All right. And then for blue is communication, a person who do very well with people, dealing with people, communicating, and they are people person. So a lot of sales people, if you want to place a good sales people who communicate heart to heart, you can actually consider a blue personality.
Wow, imagine hiring person. What's your birthday?
No, quietly do it, you know.
Which you're not allowed to, actually. Well, in Malaysia, you're still allowed to, yeah.
Yes. And then the next color after blue is indigo. Indigo is, it might look quite close to blue and violet. Okay,
right.
This is a very special color because this person is actually very intuitive. They do a lot of decisions based on gut feeling, based on their intuitive, you know. And this is the person that emphasize a lot on trust and integrity. So whatever they do, it has to have that value. You know, that's their main value in the work that they do. And for the next color is magenta.
No, you've missed violet.
Hey, yeah,
which is very important because
I missed violet.
That's because it's about me. Tell me, how could you miss that?
Violet people are very inspiring.
Yes.
Okay, agree? No, it's true. They work on, they have a lot of plans and visions about their life. So they always have this thinking since young that there is something huge and big that they want to do, they want to accomplish in this world and all. There's always that thoughts, you know. And visionary, okay. And when they talk, they really talk about something that a lot of people don't see right now. Okay, it's about future, you know, next 10, 20 years. I have these ideas about, you know, what I want to do and all that. And the way they inspire is very different. It's not like, unlike blue, which is one-to-one, they're very good at one-to-one. Violet is good at mass communication. That means they like to communicate out in the big group, to the bigger mass people. So that excites them. That really resonates with their energy.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
And magenta. Magenta. Okay. Magenta is a unique color. Very intelligent person, I would say. And they are someone that do not need to and do not will not conform to the society's expectation. They like to do things based on what they feel is right for them. Okay. And they are not afraid to be different.
Right.
So you can always see something. When you look at a magenta, it's quite easy to tell. You know, it could be from the dressing, it could be from the hairstyle, you know. And quite a solo person. They like to do things on their own, with their own speed. So a lot of them get into a career like investment, you know, or stock. You know, things like
that.
Okay. Yeah. And then
the number nine is gold.
It's the final color, which is gold. Now, gold might not be one of the color that you can find in the color, the rainbow color spectrum, but it's a very unique color. And out of all the nine colors, this is the most mature color, I would say. It's
right.
So solid. And it can be a color that works with all, or it can be a color that totally you know, don't work with anyone at all. It's a special color in a sense that this person is very much into a big picture thinking,
right,
about the main purpose of a goal. Personality is about completion. Completion meaning that this person has always have something that they have started off, and they're always into the challenge of finishing up what they have started. So, you know, they always want to work to something to see it complete. It's something really important to them. So talking to, for instance, you talk to an orange person, to them, it's okay, I can start something, and if I don't like it, I'll just leave and go.
Mm.
Okay, but for goal, it's something really, really concerned them, that whatever that they started, they have to see it complete.
Right.
Sometimes it could be something that is hard to complete, or maybe there's no answer to that, you know, but because of this wanting to see it complete and all that, they might get stressed up.
Okay.
For that reason, yeah, that's the goal personality.
I'm here with Evelyn Leong from Colors Work Spectrum Resources, talking about her book, Colors Work For You. How does it work when it comes to colors for, you know, in business, when it comes to branding and the office knowing the colors?
Mm.
Ours is black and white. What do you do with that?
Well, black and white is, there's no such thing as good color or bad color,
right,
or, you know, is it the right color or wrong color? It all depends on what is your objective that you want to achieve, you know,
okay,
in the organization. So if you're looking into inspiring, your business is looking into inspiring people, maybe you want to look into colors like violet.
Yeah.
You know,
Hire me.
Yeah, it could be either you color, you know, the office in violet, or you hire a lot of violets in the office.
Okay.
And then if you're in the creative line, you might want to go around with colors like yellow, colors like orange, you know. And for businesses that requires a lot of security and safety, you know, you want to really emphasize that out. Maybe red is a good color to stick with.
Okay.
And even food business.
Ah, some banks with the color red.
Red color banks, you know. And then blue. Blue is a color that emphasizes a lot of trust, a lot of integrity. So if that really concerns your core business, that you want to translate this message out to people, so this is a color that speaks it all, you know. I know you can trust us, you can place, you know, confidence in us and, you know, handling your important assets and things like that. So you see a lot of financial institution comes with colors like blue, red, okay. So you seldom see them in orange, you know. These are the colors that gives people the idea of it's like, you know, come and go.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
If I don't like it, I'll just leave. That is the interpretation for colors like orange or yellow.
Okay. So, but there are some brands, though. I mean, I guess some brands, if they're in the creative line, it's okay to be orange because it shows individualism in that sense, right?
That's
so
right.
If you want to, okay, because you know, orange was a flavor for a while as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about in terms of teamwork? How do colors come into play?
Now, this is interesting to look at teamwork in terms of colors. As you mentioned, color personality, there are nine personalities. So it is an advantage to actually know who in your team and what color they belong to. Okay, this can be done subtly. You can just, you know, quietly calculate their colors and all that. But jokes aside, it's quite interesting because imagine there's this group of department that requires a lot of creativity, you know, a lot of ideas and brainstorming, and you're putting a lot of red there.
Right.
You're putting a lot of maybe blue and red, you know. So these are the colors that, like, for example, red is action-orientated. Okay, to them is, they can't stand the process of brainstorming. They just want to be there and say, okay, so what do we do? Have we finalized the task? Okay, they will just carry the task all the way out. So if you put too many red in the creative team, you are not going to get anywhere with any ideas.
Okay.
You know? So if you're putting violet into a team of brainstorming, you know, you get lots and lots of ideas coming. But if there's no red or maybe a red person to carry things through, you know, it's not going to stay as ideas. So it all depends the objective of the department, the objective of your business. What do you want to achieve, and what kind of team members are you going to place? So there's no such thing as hiring the right people or wrong people. It's where you put them based on
or where you put them for certain projects.
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
So like red, they are very short term.
Okay.
Person, they like to see things
maybe short term projects
and
things
like
months,
that. Yeah. So something to look at, like this. And then indigo are people who like to analyze. Maybe they are into analyzing data and all that.
Right.
So you might want to put an indigo in a position or in a task where they can compile and interpret out the data and what they can see, you know, from there.
Okay. Yeah. What about goal setting? How does that work?
Goal setting, yeah. Okay, when I mentioned in my book Life Colors, doesn't mean that you calculate and find out, I am a blue color or I'm a red color. You have to really, you know, expose yourself just with violet or red. You know, you can actually have preference for other colors.
Right.
Okay, it might not be a priority for you to be. Let's say if you are a violet, okay, maybe the attributes in violet is not your priority in your life right now.
Okay.
You want to be more entrepreneur.
Right.
You know, into entrepreneurship right now. You want to think about more about long-term plans and all that. So the color relates to that is green. So this is a color that you might want to apply right now. So you are setting your goal based on this. So how do you do it in terms of color? So expose yourself, apply a lot of green therapy, okay? And this works not just by words, but it's the energy that vibrates into resonates with our body.
Okay.
So expose a lot yourself with green. Or maybe in terms of relationship, you might not want to use green. Okay, maybe at work I want to, you know, go all the way out with green, but when you come back home you want to be a very yellow person,
you know.
You're setting goal based on yellow is like fun, you know, you want to be open and authentic with your family members, you know. so you go into yellow. So everything that you have, you can set goal based on different colors.
Okay.
Yeah.
So does it mean that you have a split personality? No.
No.
Multiple personalities.
As long as you're aware why you're doing it and then when you're applying it, you know, with consciously. So it's the result that you want to create.
So now let's just say, you know, the best thing is violet. Let me say that's my color. So what do I do then? Do I dress in violet? Do I, you know, what happens then? And will that ultimately be better because that's the core of who I am?
Okay, if you say that you find out you're a violet person, okay, so important occasions, you know, or during important tasks, you might want to, you're not sure how to position yourself. You might just want to go with the flow, but how do you do it? So in a way to help you is, you are saying that, you know, expose yourself with violet. You can put on dressing, accessories. You can visualize, do a color breathing, you know, a lot of color breathing that could enhance the violet chakra, you know, a lot of things you can do with the therapy. So the whole idea is based on the purpose that you want to achieve, the intention that you want to achieve. You just carry your own color. So important things are, let's say you have a very important job interview, okay, and you want to be seen the best of who you really are. So put on the color that comes with you, okay? But it has to be a little bit careful as well. So if you happen to have an orange color as your life color and the job that you're applying is banking and all that, so you might not want to come with a orange shirt, you know, to let people see that kind of a creative, you know. And
okay.
You know, that,
but that's
different,
not who you are.
Yes, that's right. So there are subtle ways to remedy it, okay? You can actually do something like a simple breathing exercises before you enter the interview room. You know, you just do a little bit of orange affirmations and then walk in. You know, you can put on the blue shirt, but you walk in with your orange visualization and affirmation in your head.
Right. And these are all things that are outlined in your book.
Yes.
And I guess it's available in major bookstores.
Yes.
And you're also very kindly giving away 3 of this book.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you know, we're not just giving it away. You have to answer the question, right? Very simple, because I've talked about it. What's the name of the book? She's giving away 3. Send your answer with your full name to 0162019000. The name of the book, right? 0162019000 with your full name. And of course, you know, you've got your affirmations and find out how the colors work in different aspects from leadership to work and all that. Evelyn Leong, thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you, Freda.
From Colors Work Spectrum Resources. I won't mention the name of the book because that's a question. So major bookstores and find out a little bit more. So thanks again. Race again.
Thank you.
BFM 89.9.